This is again a story about the seer of Lublin. And as I had said, that the reason why he was called the seer of Lublin is because his eyes were so elevated, so holy, that he could only see everything that was happening, not just in this world, but in the world to come. If he looked at a person, he knew who his soul was. Now, there was one time where they felt like in the town that things were stuck. They couldn't open the gates to ask for help. And the seer turned to one of his students and he says, you know, it's just been decreed in heaven that this year you're going to go bankrupt. Now, can you imagine the seer of Lublin turning to you and saying, you're going to go bankrupt this year? It's pretty scary. Now, this man was really a top pharmacist. He had a drugstore, and at that time he was very rich. But he knew that once heaven issues a decree and the seer of Lublin, his teacher, told him that, it was going to happen. So he returned home from Lublin, from his visiting his teacher, and sure enough, right away his drugstore started losing money. So he thought, why should I wait until I lose everything? I'm going to sell my business, close it down now, and at least I'll have something left. So he shut his pharmacy, he gave whatever money he had to his wife, and he decided to go to Warsaw. There, he took a room in his favorite hotel, and the place where he had always stayed when he was wealthy, he had money, and so everybody knew who he was, he decided to take a room there. And since he had no business to take care of anymore, he just stayed in his room. He studied, he prayed, he ate, he enjoyed himself. And it's a funny thing because everybody insists that, you know, when you go to a hotel and you don't look rich, they ask you to pay the bill right away. But if you look rich, they won't bother you right away. So nobody bothered him. Nobody asked him for money because they knew him as the rich pharmacist. So he went to the clerk and he said, you know, please tell the management that I'm sorry about my bill. I've had so much on my mind. I forgot, but don't worry, I'll cover it very soon. A few days go by and he receives a note. Listen, you need to pay your bill. Now, it's been almost 2 months. He stayed there for 2 months. He says, you know, and he gets a bill from the management. You have to pay immediately. He doesn't even know what to say. He knows he has no money. So finally, one day, as he's about to leave his room, there's a knock on the door. And it was a bellboy delivering a note from the top man at the hotel. And it says, I demand that you pay everything today or else. Now, this time, the man got a little worried. He didn't let it show. He said to the bellboy, please tell the manager that I understand. Right now, I'm busy with something very important, and he will have the money at 6 o'clock tonight. And so the bellboy goes and he tells the manager. But as soon as the bellboy left the room, he's crying now to heaven saying, oh my gosh, what have I done? I'm cheating the hotel. My name is going to be dishonored. I don't know what to do. And of course, he looks at the creator and says, master of the world, you have to help me. You've got to fix this for me. And he goes back to his studying. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there's another knock on the door. And the man is like, oh my gosh, the bellboy came now? I told him to come at 6. And he's looking through the door, and he sees it's not the bellboy. It's a different kind of messenger in a smart uniform with gold trim. And the man says to him, someone told me you're in town, and I couldn't believe my luck because I really need your help. He says, I just fired my accountant, and I need to replace him immediately. I've heard you're a top man, that when it comes to business, you know what you're doing, and I need you to come with me now. The man is in shock. He can't believe his eyes. Because this man that had come was from one of the richest families in the town, and he just can't believe that they were looking for him. So God is answering his prayers, right? So the Kabbalist takes a pencil and writes on the back of a note, I have the skills, you have the cash, I'll only help you if you make me your partner. Now, can you imagine? It's kind of crazy to do that. This rich family is sending a messenger to tell them, to tell this man that they need him right away. They're going to hire him. He's one of the richest families. But what is he saying? I want it right away. The day passes so slowly. The messenger goes. The Kabbalist is shaking. He doesn't know what to do. It's 3 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. And there's still no word from the rich family. He's getting really nervous now. And he says, oh my gosh, if the hotel boy comes early, I'm really in trouble. I still don't have the money. So he opens the door and he can't believe it. But it's the owner herself coming to the door saying, listen, I couldn't believe your answer to my note. You have chutzpah, you have audacity to demand me to be your partner. But at the same time, I was very impressed by your audacity, by your daringness. So I decided to come in person to find out what kind of person you really are. And now that I've seen you, I can tell that you're exactly the man I need. So they became partners. And he told her about the trouble with the hotel. And she was happy to pay the whole thing. And they went back and they became partners. What's the moral of the story? Not to go bankrupt and say, okay, let the creator take care of it. No. But sometimes to let go of what we want right now and have certainty in the creator, let the creator in, let the light in, and good things will happen. But again, we have to have that certainty. We have to have that connection with the creator, really believing and really understanding that we can do our 100%, but if something is not going the way that we want it to go, maybe it's supposed to go a different way. Thank you.